The Adventures of a Young Pirate Queen, Season 2. Gráinne and the Cauldron of Dagda, by Triona Campbell. Episode 3.
What happened next, Granny Gráinne?
Machree, let me think. I had tried to get Flaherty to help, then my father, and finally my brother Donal. Of the three, only Donal had believed me when I told him about the vision the druid sent and the mission he gave me. Find the pirate Alde and return the ancient treasure he stole, the Cauldron of Dagda, the magic that kept the balance in our lands. Without it, our people would starve by the winter. Worse, the cauldron could also be used as a weapon by one who knew the ancient ways. My only hope was to sneak on board one of my father's boats to search for the pirate who stole it. But my idiot brother Donal had trapped me inside a locked room in the castle. Below in the harbour, the ships were preparing to set sail. Things were not looking good.
What did you do, Granny?
What you must always do, Machree, when the odds are against you. You think, and then you find a way.
Nís Éirde, Madra. We need to be a lot louder than that if we're going to attract any attention. Hello? Can anyone hear me? I'm stuck in here. Hello? It's no use, Madra. Everyone in the castle is down at the harbour to wave them off. We're trapped here. Unless... I could try signalling from here using a candle. No use. No one's looking up. They're all loading the supplies. There has to be a way. Think. The chimney is too narrow. The door too heavy. That just leaves... no other way. I need to use the bedsheets as a rope. Don't worry, girl. You'll be safe here. I have to do this, Madra. No other choice. I need you to stay here. To look after my mother. Please, Madra. Here. Make sure she gets this note after I'm gone. Don't look down. See? It's not so bad. The ledge runs from Donal's window to mine. I just need to tie this around me. See you soon, Madra. I promise I'll be back. Don't look down. Don't look down. I can't look down. Now for the disguise. What should I do? Now I look just like a boy.
Hey, you there. We need to load the lads with the fresh provisions and the animal hides. Make yourself useful.
Everyone aboard now. All aboard. Young Flaherty, you're with me. Good man yourself.
You locked Gráinne in your room.
I had to. She's so stubborn. I knew if I didn't, she'd try and sneak out onto one of the boats. Here's the key.
Next time, come to me before imprisoning your sister, Donal. That type of thing never works.
I just wanted to protect her.
Gráinne is like the ship you're about to sail on. Safer in the harbour, but that's not where the ship's meant to be. Just stay safe, Donal. Look after your father.
Aye.
Anything I should be worried about?
Nothing. Just look after each other.
All aboard!
You there. Make up your mind. Pick up that last pack of hides and get into the rowboat if you're coming, boy.
Aye, Captain.
Nervous, boy. Are you? First time at sea, is it?
You could say that.
Nothing to worry about. You'll get the hang of it.
I hope so. I really hope so.
May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rain fall softly on your fields. And until we meet again, may you keep safe in the gentle, loving arms of God.
You got on a boat disguised as a boy?
Aye, child. I was so scared. My first time away from home, and I needed to pretend to be a boy to do so. Worse, while old Seamus hadn't recognised me, I was sure that Flaherty, Donal, or my father would.
What did you do? Did you hide?
Luck was with me. Old Seamus was on the second ship. Donal and my father were on the first.
And Flaherty?
Unfortunately, he was on the same boat. So it became a matter of time until...
We're doing good. We're making great time.
How long till we reach Lisbon?
Another 3 days if the winds hold.
And how long till we clear the pirates around Galicia?
Well, that's another matter altogether. Now you leave that up to me. You hear me? Your family will be very proud of you.
It means a lot to them. But who is that? Grania?
What?
Nothing. I just thought I... Can I check the provisions below for a moment? It's my turn to prepare the food.
Tread carefully, mind how you go.
Grania, mind telling me what you're doing here?
Same as you. Sailing to Lisbon, just hoping we find a pirate along the way.
Are you crazy? What if your father finds out?
Finds out what exactly? Sorry, boy. I saw you were a bit jumpy, so I followed you.
Thanks, Flaherty.
This is my fault. I'm not the one who stowed away on a ship.
A stowaway, is it? Well, then bring them up and let's signal the chief in the next boat and see what he wants to do.
Great.
Seamus?
The chief himself. Welcome aboard.
Well, we got your signal. I'm here now and we are losing time, so let's get on with it. What happened?
Young Flaherty here. He's found a stowaway.
Did he now? Well, let's see this lad.
Dad?
Grania. You should have told me. Really, Flaherty? I trusted you. I thought you were ready. You should have come to me. I'm disappointed in both of you. Down below now. You as well, Flaherty. You both have a lot of explaining to do. Well?
I needed to be here. To find the pirate all day and the cauldron.
This. Again. And you helped her, didn't you?
No. Flaherty didn't help me. I did this by myself.
I find it very hard to believe that you did all this by yourself, Grania. And you're here.
I can explain.
No, Grania. I told you before. You were warned that this time, if you defied me, there would be consequences.
Dad!
Chief.
Give the order. Turn the boat around. They're going home.
No, please. Dad, no.
I didn't know. I swear, my chief, I had nothing to do with this. I didn't know what Grania was doing. I would have tried to talk her out of it. I swear. Please, this apprenticeship. Having a place on your crew. It means everything to my family. I would never put that at risk. Please.
Flaherty, I'm so sorry. I'll talk to him.
I thought we were friends. He won't believe you, Grania. You know why? because he doesn't believe that you would keep something like this from the person who is supposed to be your best friend. I don't blame him either. I can't understand any of this. I guess it means I was wrong. We aren't friends. Not anymore.
Did you have to return home, Granny Grania? What about the pirate and the cauldron?
I'd never seen my father so angry, Machree. At that moment, it seemed like my quest was over before it had even begun. But fate had other plans.
What happened?
Machree, that is a story for another time.
The Adventures of a Young Pirate Queen Season 2 was produced by Roundstone Media for RTE Radio Junior. The series is funded by RTE Radio and the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.